Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Greg's with us. You know, Greg, I was just chuckling because we're talking about Jeff Bezos and his yacht. So he had this sailing yacht commissioned, and it was I believe it was in Norway. And so they built this wonderful ship. It's huge, and they went to bring it to the ocean, get out of dry dock, bring it to the ocean, sail it over to the United States, and the masts were too tall to get under the bridge. And so, well, he decided that we'll just take the bridge down. Now, can you imagine that? Can you imagine you know, somebody, some oligarch having something built in New York City, and they say, well, you know, the Brooklyn Bridge has to come down so we can get this, you know, out into the ocean. They'd go ballistic, right? Well, that's what happened in Norway. The residents went ballistic. Like, who does this guy think he is? So they were able to, I guess, they had to take the mast down and then reassemble the mast on the other side of the bridge. And they sailed to the United States, and they got to Florida, which is, you know, pretty much the destination, except the marina where he wanted to, dock the ship couldn't accept it because the ship was too big. So it's parked where they park oil tankers, you know, right there, because they can handle big ships. Now, these are. This is how some of the wealthiest people in the world think, or don't think. Can you imagine sitting down, looking at plans and saying, okay, no, I want the bathrooms over here, and I want the helicopter pad over there, and I want the, you know, I want the jet skis over here, and I want it to be painted this color, and without thinking about how to get the ship out of dry dock, or where we're going to park it when we get it to home? It's amazing. Greg, what do you think?
I think, personally, and good morning, I think that someone that's rich enough to build a ship like that is also stupid enough not to get a technician to look at the circumstances that they'll be sailing under. I think he did a lousy job.
It's very interesting you say that, because back in the 1990s, I was that guy, not the rich guy, but I was the technician, and the superintendents of schools, there were several county school districts, and they would bring me on as their consultant to make sure that their concept of what they wanted to do was doable, implementable, constructible, affordable. And one school system decided they were going to buy some IBM computers. And they wanted me to bid on the contract to design the network. And I designed the network. And instead of having going through the rest of the study to figure out, you know, where these computers were going to go, they brought IBM in. And IBM said, okay, well, yeah, we'll get you the computers. Here's two things that they forgot. They had a campus arrangement. They had distributed classrooms all over the campus. This was a elementary school and high school. Two things they didn't have. One, they didn't have air conditioning in the classrooms. The second thing they didn't have was enough electricity to run the computers. I'm not kidding. So they bought maybe $180,000 worth of computers, and they couldn't power them up because the distribution system at the campus did not support the extra load of the computers. And the extra heat from the computers was so great in the summertime, in the warm weather, that it chased the students out of the classrooms. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine how is that possible?
Oh, boy. You know, it just typifies the times we live in. You know, we used to think, we used to plan. We didn't just, for instance, if you wanted to cross the United States and become a mountain man, you didn't just buy a gun and go. You prepared. Lewis and Clark had to prepare. And if you read their, one of their secrets was the air rifle that they created, that they had made, that was shoot multiple times. And the reason they had this air rifle was because they can go up to a tribe of Indians or cross through their land and give them a little demonstration to show them what their little rifle could do. They could, without reloading, they would shoot multiple times and multiple times. And the Indians thought, well, obviously they thought, well, if they can keep shooting, you know, what kind of defense do we have? And so they would make peace with them, and they were able to cross the country. That's just an example.
Kathy was on with us yesterday, and she brought up something very interesting. It has to do with water, which is right up your alley. And she mentioned that she has a Rowenta brand iron, you know, clothes iron for ironing out wrinkles in clothing. And they say use spring water. And I kind of bristled at that, and I'm thinking, that makes no sense, using spring water. And she said, yeah, some manufacturers say you can use tap water. That makes no sense at all either. And to me, the only kind of water that you'd want to put in an iron or in a battery would be distilled water. Because
absolutely,
it doesn't have... Right. So what happens... Yeah. Now you can put tap water in your coffee maker, but eventually you're going to have to put some vinegar through, you know, white vinegar, and water through the coffee maker to dissolve the calcium buildup, the mineral buildup that is resulting from the water that has been distilled coming out of the coffee maker, or partially distilled. So leaving behind minerals in the heating compartment of the coffee maker, electric coffee maker. Well, I was thinking about that overnight, and I realized what it is. I realized why they say you can use tap water. It's not a good idea, but I guess it does work in some areas. And that's because of a flocculant. And let me spell that. F-L-O-C-C-U-L-A-N-T. So here's what I know. You can take a swimming pool. Brand new swimming pool, never been filled before. And you can hire the local fire department to bring their tanker truck, you know, if you live in the middle of nowhere like we would, like we do. You can have the local fire department pay them to pump out some pond water and put thousands of gallons of water in your brand new swimming pool. But what happens is you get the remnants of dead frogs and leaves and grasses and turtles and whatever else is in this pond. So you're going to get turbid water and a fair share of mud. So when you get the water in the pool, it's going to look like, who would want to swim in that? It will look murky, muddy, and turbid. Well, if you cast aluminum, it's called alum, A-L-U-M, which is really aluminum sulfate. If you cast that on the water, about 4 pounds for every 10,000 gallons, What happens is this aluminum causes, this aluminum sulfate causes the molecules of contamination in the water to bond together with the alum. The alum is charged opposite from the mud that's in the water, and the mud and debris collects to the point where it gets heavier than the area of the water it's displacing, and it falls down to the bottom. So by tomorrow morning, what you would have is a crystal clear pool with a layer of mud on the bottom. And then if you have a vacuum system, you can vacuum up the mud, and then you're left with a crystal clear pool. And it works absolutely beautifully. And I figured out that's the answer, that the municipalities are using aluminum sulfate or something like that as a flocculant to clear up the water that used to look like mud, because nobody would pay for water coming out of the tap that looks like mud. That's what I think the answer is. Have you ever had experience with a flocculant?
No. I'll tell you what. I was in Las Vegas last year, and I came down here this year, and the growth is just incredible. I thought they had a major problem last year with water. I know that that problem hasn't gone away. I'm just blown away and left scratching my head why they would allow so many people to come in here and build like they're building and hook them up to the water system. Well,
that
maybe
sounds like
one
IBM.
Of the reasons.
Sounds like IBM designed this.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons.
Go ahead.
We've got about a quarter of a second delay here. That's exactly what I wanted to talk to you about today, and that was water in the desert. It makes absolutely no sense to me that Las Vegas would even exist. And Arizona has sprawling developments. They're getting bigger and bigger. I 20 years ago, I flew over Phoenix. I couldn't believe how big it is. I mean, you can fly in a commercial airliner for 20 minutes and still be over Phoenix. It's huge. And then I thought, what happens when everybody's watching the Super Bowl and they all flush their toilets at the same time? What's that like? And where does the water come from to refill the toilets?
Well, if you're in Las Vegas, it goes into the sewer treatment plant, and then it goes right back into the lake they take it out of. Doesn't that sound wonderful?
Yeah, sounds like Japan. That's what they do. The other thing they do is they use the water for their crops, you know, for food. Yeah, absolutely true.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're running out of water. Potable water. I think we are. I think we're using it faster than nature can restore water, you know, through the hydrologic cycle. I'm concerned about it. I think we're running out of everything, Greg. I'm serious. I
think you're right. I do have a solution for it, and you know, I'm going to get a prototype built by a company, a very large company that wants to build and show me how good their technology is. So I'm waiting on that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's coming. It's coming, and. Yeah, it's amazing. We can talk about it on the other side.
We're wasting everything, class. We are literally wasting everything. Think about what happens to food at a restaurant. We'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Greg Lesher's with us, RealWaterIndependence.com, RealWaterIndependence.com. Greg, we're talking about the desert and the Southwest and the lack of water there. And it seems that municipalities are allowing the construction of more and more and more housing units, which will all use more and more and more water. And one of the problems out there was that back in the 60s, people from the East Coast, like New Jersey, moved out to the desert, Arizona, because of, oh, they had allergy problems and they wanted to, you know, go to where there were less pollen and those kinds of things. And the first thing they did when they moved out there was plant their lawn, because that's what they were used to in New Jersey. So people planted lawns and they watered the lawns, and then the pollen showed up from all the trees and the shrubs, and they brought the problem with them that they were trying to get away from. But the real big problem is there's not enough water. It makes no sense to set up a farm in the middle of the desert, you know, grow lettuce and things like that. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. And, for instance, in Millard County, where I live, there was, when they first came there, there were two towns, Delta and Fillmore, and they were both battling for the water. And Fillmore filed first, but they filed the paperwork wrong. And Delta filed their paperwork, but they did it right, even though they were later, and they got all the water rights from the Sevier River. Now, very very, very rarely does a severe river ever end up in a severe dry lake. Every drop of that river is allocated. Now, an interesting thing's happening in Millard County right now. The well water, the wells that are being sucked out of the primary water or the ground are starting to go dry. They are not replenishing the storms that we're having are not replenishing the groundwater, and as a result, it's dropping, and people are having to drill deeper and deeper and deeper into the ground to get the water. And some of these wells can be cost approximately $60,000 to $70,000 just to drill a well. Is there a guarantee that you'll find it and it will last for long? Absolutely not. They've got themselves into a predicament, just like I see going on all over this country. Your thoughts?
So my research led me to see that you're exactly right, that people are buying these plots of land, they're building homes on them, and then they go to the well drilling company, which is way behind. They can't, it takes months and months and months to get the well driller to show up, maybe 6 months, maybe longer. And the guys show up with the rig and they drill a hole, and there's no guarantee that there's water at the bottom of the hole. So they drill and drill and drill, and then they ask the owner, when he wants to stop? 600 feet? He wants to stop? We've got $40,000 in this hole. He wants to do another one? And you're absolutely right. There is no guarantee there's water at the bottom of that hole. And I know for a fact, we had a cabin on top of a mountain in West Virginia. It was a pretty, pretty steep mountain. And we drilled a well, and it was 508 feet deep, 508. That's considered really, really deep. And when you put a well in that deep, you have to have a pump that can handle that kind of a load. So what am I talking about? So the column of water above the submersible well pump has to be pushed up when the pump starts to start the flow of water. That column of water can weigh 800 pounds. So think about this. So from a perspective of, let's say you have a 25-foot well, there's not much of a water column in terms of weight to push that up to get the next drop of water to go up that same column. But when you have 500 feet, it's a huge problem. And when you go down 600 feet, it's way worse than that. And so the well pumps are really, really expensive. And how long do they last? Oh, maybe 10, 15 years. And then what do? You pull out 500 feet of pipe with the well pump.
And Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is urging Israel to exercise greater caution in its attacks on Hamas.
I want them to be focused on how to save civilian lives, not stop going after Hamas, but be more careful.
His remarks follow a recent comment to donors where he expressed concern about Israel's indiscriminate bombing and noted a decline in global support for Israel. The ongoing conflict has drawn widespread criticism due to a rising number of civilian casualties. Senators are set to return to Capitol Hill next week to engage in ongoing bipartisan discussions on border policy and aid for Ukraine. Originally slated for a holiday recess at the end of this week, lawmakers have opted to remain in town to advance negotiations and reach a deal before the year's end. A date for demolition has been set for the house where four University of Idaho students were killed last year. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only four missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Greg's with us. Greg Lesher, RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. And class, who is responsible for building a house on a plot of land and then finding out that there's no water there? Who's responsible? Well, it seems to me that the builder should have notified the prospective buyer, the county that issues the building permit should have instructed the prospective buyer, and the buyer should do his or her own due diligence to make sure that they can live in the house that they're building. But people are too stupid to do that. They really are. And I was thinking about this last night, thinking about some of the things that Greg and I'd be talking about, and this relates to water. Who in their right mind would build a house, move into a new house, without knowing for sure if there was water? And I'll tell you what we did. So when we wanted to buy this farm about 18 years ago, I called the state of Missouri Natural Resources Department, and I said, I'm looking at this exact spot of land. How deep of a well would we be drilling on this farm? And the Missouri scientist told me exactly how deep it was going to be. She said, about 230 feet. And she was right. It's 230 feet. And how did she know that? She knew that because our neighbor's well is 230 feet, and our other neighbor's is 230 feet, and our other neighbor's is 230 feet. So why would ours be any different? We're all tapped into the same underground pool of water, aquifer. So it's incumbent on you to do your own research. Then following that, I visited our prospective neighbors, and I introduced myself and Mrs. Finelli, and I said, you know, we're thinking about buying this farm, do they have any problem with that? And I asked, may I have a glass of water, please? I tasted the water. Now, I'm sure they didn't know exactly why I asked for a glass of water, but that's what I did. So I could tell with my taste buds if there are any problems with the water. And I asked them if they had any water treatment systems, and no, everything's fine. So that's what you can do. And if you don't do it, you might get a surprise finding out that the one thing that you absolutely positively have to have every day is water. Greg, back to you.
And, that's... In essence, what I did do some checking, and what I found out was, well, nobody's really drilled out there, so this is going to be, anywhere close to where I was. It's going to be a learning experience. Well, it sure was. The thing that I did was I prayed about it, and I got a good feeling about it, that I should go ahead and purchase this land and go ahead and set a homestead up. I did not know exactly why at first, and when I was quite disappointed when I found salt water. But, yeah, I did have water, and someone made that point to me, at least you have water. Well, because of that, I was able to... do something that nobody else has been able to do, and that is tap into a market where it's untouched. And what I mean is untouched, nobody has been able to figure out a way to capture water off of the top of the surface of a lake, a pond, the ground, anything, and collect every drop, any bigger than a solar still, or your typical desert still. And that was a blessing, and now I see why I felt good about it, because I was the person, I guess, to discover this. And let me just give people some figures here. Less than one quarter acre, in other words, 10,000 square feet. So you have a pond that's 10,000 square feet. Any guesses on how much water you can evaporate off of that in just 1 hour?
Is this going to be in the desert? Is it sun shining on it all day, or is it just green?
Sunshining it on it all day. And they say as much as 275 gallons an hour.
Now this has green on it, right? This has green on it.
Yeah, well, this is water, just like a pond.
Oh, okay.
275 gallons an hour. Mm-hmm. Now, if you've got some ground with green on it, it's going to be pretty close to that. I mean, it's going to be up there. It's going to be worth it. if you're out walking around and you get and it's humid outside, hot and humid, where's that humidity coming from? Coming right out of the ground. You see all those green plants? Their roots are down in there. They're sucking up that water. So, this being said, this is a solution, I feel, for people to build these, because in the long run, what you're doing is you're not depleting the groundwater. You're actually allowing the groundwater to recharge, and you're just taking the evaporation that's coming out of the ground, which is our humidity, beforehand and capturing every bit of it, whereas in an atmospheric generator is taking that moisture that's already there. So it's a much better solution. It is a solution if you need water. And this pretty much could be done anywhere within the continental United States, with anywhere within the world. There's always evaporation happening, even in the Arctic. So that's what I am venturing into right now, is this water problem. At the same time, I'm finding that I'm solving a lot of problems that can be, you know, as far as fresh water is concerned, forever chemicals. Forget about the forever chemicals, because they don't go up with the evaporation. You're just getting the water in its purest form. If you wish, if you don't like the flavor of distilled water, well, it doesn't really have flavor. It's water. The flavor that you get from water is the ground that it ran through. If you like the flavor of the ground, that dirt, that's, and you can always add that. You can always put it through some clean sand. It's just, you know, as things get worse, there are things that are getting better, and this is one of them. And I'm hoping that this is going to solve a lot of problems for a lot of people.
We had some campers here, and we still do, and I like meeting with the campers. And I asked them, you know, what is the reaction to coming out here? Every one of them who tasted the water said the water is great. It's like they've never tasted water. They've tasted fluoridated water, chlorinated water. They've tasted municipal water. But what they haven't tasted is just water with no additives. And it's great. But I think we're running out of it. I really do. I think we're doing really stupid things. One of the stupid things that we're doing is in Utah, there is a very large data center that's storing all kinds of information that's spied on by the governments. They capture our images. They capture where we go, when we go, all kinds of data. And they store it in these massive computer banks. And the computer banks are cooled by water, which is nuts. And bit mining to cool those computers requires a lot of water for cooling. And, of course, it heats the environment as well. We are wasting water. The water leaks in the city systems. You've seen these sinkholes. You know, all of a sudden, a car gets swallowed up on a city street. You know, parked right outside, you know, the brick buildings where people live. You know, sometimes they're apartment buildings. All of a sudden, a car gets swallowed up. A car is down 20 feet in this hole. That's because of a water leak. And the water leaking for, you know, 10, 20 years causes the ground to be carried away. And then you have a hole, and then the pavement collapses because, you know, just the tar pavement can't support the weight of vehicles.
Yeah, so we're polluting the water as well.
Right. We do a lot of stupid things with water, and frankly, we positively cannot live without it. Nothing living can live without water, which is why when we go and look at other planets with radiography, We say, well, does it look like they might have water out there? Because where there's water, there's a possibility of life. Where there's no water, there's no possibility of life. It's as simple as that. Just see what happens. Don't do this, but if you have a house plant and you don't water it, what do you think happens? Does it thrive or does it die? It absolutely positively dies. Even a cactus dies without water. And they're known for using very little water, conserving water. They're known for that. That's why they grow in the desert. Greg, there's something I wanted to bring up. There's stupidity at our White House. Jill Biden, you know, Dr. Jill Biden, I mean, she's worked really hard to get her PhD. Oh, that's what they say. And so she had this dance troupe come to the White House. And it's called Dorrance Dance. It's a tap dancing troupe from New York City. And these clowns, they're dressed like Mardi Gras. They're dressed like homosexuals. They're dressed like gays. They're dressed like gay pride. They did their interpretation of Nutcracker Suite through the halls of the White House. The White House, some of the halls of the White House are decorated like a carnival. It is outrageous, absolutely outrageous, what Joe Biden has done. That's Joe Biden's wife. And so the First Lady commissioned this troupe for a Christmas video. And these guys are Black Lives activists. They promote far-left policies. Well, that's not me saying, that's what the media is saying, including defunding the police. So in the White House, they've got these clown-looking, costume-wearing, allegedly dancers, grinning. They're advocating the abolition of prisons. Yeah, just look it up. Just look it up. You'll see it. I mean, they are wearing ridiculous costumes. It looks like Mardi Gras at the White House. That is your president and his wife.
The rodeo clown. We had to call him Joe the Rodeo Clown.
That's what it looks like. And this is their Christmas celebration.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Utah. Greg, you do a lot of traveling on the road in heavy trucks. Do you have concerns about people not paying attention, people doing dangerous things, people looking at their phones instead of where they're going?
Every day. You know, I used to see someone swerving around on the road, and it was, I would think, oh, there's a drunk driver. Nowadays, you get up close to them, and you look down, and they're texting. And so I've seen them texting and take off at a red light, not realizing that it was a turn lane next to them that turned green. Just stupid things. Yeah, just absolutely stupid things.
Seems to me that we need to have extreme penalties for people who do this. People who drive, inattentive driving, distracted driving. Seriously, because people are being killed. Innocent victims are being killed, run over. And then there are also victims who are deliberately killed and being run over by, you know, joyriders having fun. You know, hey, let's mow these people down. Here's a bicycle. Let's go nick him. Let's go hit him. Let's go see how he flies over the hood. I mean, children doing really, really stupid things. But I'm very concerned about it. And as a result, we really don't like going out in anything less than a pickup truck for our own safety. What are your thoughts about that, small cars versus larger cars and trucks?
Oh boy, I have seen cars as well as trucks completely and totally demolished. In fact, I don't know what somebody is doing. I imagine they were texting and they were in a full size brand new pickup truck, and a cement pump truck blew a tire and was on the shoulder. This pickup truck hit him probably at 70 to 75 miles an hour without even hitting the brakes or touching the brakes. And there was absolutely nothing left of that cab. I didn't look over there because I knew what I would see. It was a fresh accident. The highway patrol were not rushing to assist the driver of the pickup truck because they realized something. He wasn't all there. he was probably in pieces. But they were, you know, running out cones, and I drove by it, and I did not look in there. And sure enough, later on that day, they said there was a fatality there. It just, you know, it's just amazing now because they don't require defensive driving in high school anymore in where I'm from. I don't know if that's the case in your neck of the woods, but they've dropped the class in school.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the current situation here in Missouri. But I do know that in the Commonwealth of Virginia, before a young person or a new driver is issued a license to operate on the road, and I think a state mandated test of proficiency and knowledge of the rules of the road, I think those are a good thing. I really do. But what happens is once a month, it's mostly young people, high school students, when they get their age 17 years old, and they're required to take a test and pass the test, and then driving test as well as a written test for knowledge of the rules of the road. They go to the courthouse, and the judge is there, and they go into the courtroom, and the judge is the one who signs off on the driver's license. And he reads these children the Riot Act. And he has them come into the courthouse for, actually the courtroom, for a reason. It's really intimidating. And he explained to them, you know, if they injure somebody through negligence, they're going to end up right back here in the courtroom. And right adjacent to the courtroom is the jail. And he talks about, you know, the horrors. And he explains to them the seriousness of driving a vehicle, operating a vehicle on the road, and that they have to pay attention, and they're responsible. I mean, he reads them the Riot Act, and well, I think it's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me tell you a little story here, really quick, because this needs to be told. Love's Truck Stop has a policy that if you drive in and you've got a flat tire and it can't be repaired. For instance, what happened here was we had a tire that got a nail in the sidewall, and it wouldn't hold any air. And they said, well, we don't have that tire new. We said, well, we don't run recap. Well, they told us the policy was that if we were to leave, they had to put the tire back on the truck flat and send us on down the road, and it would cost $100 to do so. That's a terrible, deadly policy.
Yeah, and also it's extremely dangerous patching a hole in the sidewall of a tire.
Yeah, it can't
tread
be
is,
it won't do it.
Yeah, right.
But the point is that tread coming off could kill somebody.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Horrible policy. I think we need to complain to Love, get that policy changed.
One of the largest
truck
stops.
Not all truck drivers. Yeah, Love's Truck Stop. Yeah.
Greg, I'll see you next week.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.